Brethren, we have met to worship and adore the Lord our God.
It's time for the Holy Manna radio broadcast with Brother Byron Chesney, pastor at Highland Baptist Church. For the next few minutes, Brother Byron will be bringing you some truths from God's holy word. So have your Bible ready and follow along with Brother Byron.
Good evening, friends. This is Brother Byron back with you today on Tuesday, April the 2nd. I pray you're having a blessed day today, and the Lord's been blessing you. He sure has me. Well, yesterday we began with part one of the old paths. We were talking about the old paths that the Lord has for us that we need to walk in. We're taking our text out of the book of Jeremiah. Jeremiah chapter 6. So if you want to go ahead and get your copy of God's Word and open up there, Jeremiah chapter 6, and we're looking at verses 16 and 17. Jeremiah 6, starting with verse 16. Let's go ahead and read our text again. The Bible says, "Thus saith the Lord, stand you in the ways and see and ask for the old paths, where is the good way, and walk therein. And you shall find rest for your souls. But they said, we will not walk therein. Also I set watchmen over you, saying, hearken to the sound of the trumpet. But they said, we will not hearken." Let's pray. Father, we thank you, God, for the reading of your word again. I'm praying, Lord, that you help us for the next few minutes to be able to expound on this text and to help somebody. In Jesus' name, amen. This text, of course, is speaking about the inhabitants of Judah. This is before the Lord allowed their enemies to come in and invade and take them off into Babylonian captivity, where King Nebuchadnezzar, their arch enemy, was going to take them, and they would be in captivity. I keep messing up that word. Captivity for 70 years. Well, this is before that happened. And this is one of the warnings that Jeremiah had been giving them. God had, of course, him being God's prophet, God had told him what to say. And this is what he was telling them. And he said, listen, if you want to find rest for your souls, then you need to walk and ask for the old paths and walk in those paths. He said that was the good way. He said you need to find those paths and walk in them, and then you'll find rest for your souls. And just like the Bible said, they replied, we will not walk therein. In other words, we have no intentions at all to do what you're saying. We could care less what God says. We could care less if you're God's man, God's prophet. We are not going to do this. We don't want to walk in those old ways. We want to walk in new ways. Essentially, that's what they're saying. And the new ways were wicked ways. They were the ways of their pagan neighbors that lived around them. They were worshiping false idols, false gods. And the Bible tells us during this time period that the inhabitants of Judah, they had built up idols and places of worship on every street corner to false idols. And so there's no wonder God was upset with these folks and angry. But as we were talking about his long suffering, he's allowed them all this time to get their act together. To quit worshiping false gods, turn to him, walk in those old paths, and then they'll find rest. You see, right now they don't have rest. Their lives are chaos. Does that remind you of anybody? Hey, look on the news today. Just go ahead, go look on the news. Go to foxnews.com. Go to any of these news sites, and you're going to find we are living in a state of chaos today. People are out of their minds. There used to be an old saying people used to use. You don't hear it much anymore, but they say they're out of their gourd. I want to tell you today, people are plumb out of their gourd. They have lost their minds today. And it's the devil. The devil has came into this country, and people have fallen for his ways, and they're walking after those paths. They're not walking after the old paths. They're in the new ones, where the way's not good. And so Jeremiah's warning them, listen, you better get back into the ways of your forefathers, back when they knew how to behave, back when they worshiped God and God alone, back when they were his people and he was their God, back when they knew to and that they had to have the Lord God and all with all, love Him with all their heart, mind, and soul. And they needed to get back to that. And they said, no, we ain't doing that. That's the same thing people say today. I can go and talk to people about living right, about coming to church, about living for the Lord. And you know what? They're not going to do it. They won't do it. Wow, we're not going to do that. We've got a different way around here. Yeah, that way is not a good way. You need to get in that old path. I spoke to you a little bit about when I grew up in the country, which I've never lived, I guess, 15 miles from where I was first, where I grew up at. I've never lived further than 15 miles away from that place. I always lived right around here in Knox County, in the Corryton area. And it was country back then. I mean, nothing but cow pastures and, you know, farmers, all that kind of thing. That's all we knew. My papa was a farmer, and he owned all the land around us, and so there were cow pastures on all four sides of me. And so I heard cows mooing and chickens clucking and pigs snorting. That's what I grew up with. Well, I also grew up with old paths, not only the physical paths that you would walk in to get from place to place, but I grew up in those old paths, that the way that people used to walk when they loved the Lord. Back when there was absolutely no question that you were going to go to church. If the church was going to be open, you're going to be there. There was no question in that. Nowadays, people only go to church if they don't have absolutely anything else to do. It's flip-flopped. Listen, I want you to know today, people put up all these, they make up all these excuses of why they can't come to church because they've got this to do and that to do and all these other things. Listen, that is the opposite way of what it ought to be. What it ought to be is, well, I'm sorry, I'm not able to go to the ball game. I'm sorry, I'm not able to go to this place because I've got church. So church ought to be your excuse for why you can't do everything else, not the other way around. Well, people's left the old paths. I personally have family members, people that I know that grew up in the old past that have forsaken the old past. They've gotten out of them. And they've backslidden. They're backslidden right now. Not going to church, not doing what they ought to do, not living for the Lord, and they know better. Oh, they have good intentions, I'm sure. You know, you can invite them to the church. Yeah, I'm going to come. I'm going to come one day. Yeah, I know. I need to. I need to be in church. You better believe you need to be in church. You need to be where God's people are congregating together. You need to be sitting under sound Bible preaching and teaching. You need to be listening to good godly music, music that lifts up the Lord Jesus Christ and exalts Him. I'm not talking about all this modern stuff that some of these places are doing. You don't need that. Friends, you don't need this rock and roll flesh show that's going on in a lot of churches today. You don't need that. You may think you need that, but you don't. Just because they're drawing a crowd does not make it right. Hey, look, most churches like our church, these other churches that I know where they've got good, solid pastors that preach from the King James Bible, and they teach the truth, and they teach the fundamental way, they teach the old paths. You know what? People are not coming. You've just got a handful of faithful folks that come to listen to that kind of preaching and teaching. You know why? Because they've got off the old paths. They've got on new paths. And it's all about me. See, everybody, their thoughts nowadays is all about me. What's in it for me? What kind of programs you have for me? What, it's me, myself, and I these days. You don't hear people, many people today, looking to see what they can do for other people, or they can do for the church, or they can do for the Lord. No, it's all about what can the church do for me? That's the wrong way to look at it, friends. Hey, we need to get back in those old paths. Yeah, and people wonder what in the world's happened to the world today. You know, you look around, I've never seen things like this before. I don't understand what happened. All these children that are committing crimes and gun violence and all this stuff, like, and people go on and on and on. Well, I know exactly what happened. People got off the old paths. They quit living for the Lord and started living for themselves. And what's the results? Look at what's going on today. I've never seen such in all my day. I'm only 52 years old, But I want you to know it hadn't been very long when this world that we live in was completely opposite of what it is now. I mean, I never dreamed I would see such things that are going on today. I know I'm sounding like an old man now, you know, sounding like what my dad might have said when I was a kid and I thought, oh, listen to him. Well, that's okay. I'm fine with that. My dad was the smartest man I've ever met in my life. And so, but you don't understand that when you're young, how smart your parents are. But listen, I'm about to get off the subject, but we're talking about the old paths. Well, these inhabitants of Judah had been given every opportunity by God. He'd sent in prophet after prophet. He says, I sent them in early to warn you and to tell you, if you'll just turn to me, turn from your wicked ways, repent and turn to God, and God will give you rest for your soul. And that's what they wanted, was rest. Well, listen, I grew up with other people that were familiar with these old paths. And like I said, some of them got off those old paths. And they walked in ways that are not cast up. They decided they were tired of mom and daddy's old-fashioned church and listened to those old hymns about the blood and the cross of Calvary. They decided that the old preacher preaching out of the King James Bible was out of touch with reality. They think that we preachers that preach out of the old King James Bible are just too dumb to keep up with modern times. So what they did, they strayed from the old paths and they found new paths. Let me tell you what their new paths led them to. They led them to a place where they have seven words flashed against the projector screen repeated 11 times. We call that 7-Eleven music. I don't like it. It led them down to a place where the book racks have been replaced by cup holders, so you can sit and sip your coffee while you listen to the preaching. It's led them down to where the song leader now is a stringy-haired, skinny-jean-wearing worship leader, whatever that is. Their new paths has led them to a place where they don't even have a choir anymore. They've got an 8-member praise team. Everybody stand up and let's do calisthenics as we praise God. And they have an 8-member team that does all the singing, and everybody else stands there with their mouth open and their hands raised up. It's led them to a place where a drum set now sits where the organ once was.
We can't have an organ. That's old-fashioned.
Let's put a drum set there. It's led them to a place where the pulpit's been removed, and the pastor stands on a stage and reads verses from the NIV Bible from a screen in the back of the church while speaking through his wraparound headset like one of these modern rock singers. Well, worst of all, their new past has led them to a place where the power of God has been replaced by the power of the flesh and of the devil. And that's just the truth, friends. You go look and you'll find that what I'm telling you is absolutely the truth. They're no longer church houses. They're coffee houses, fellowship houses, community centers, and all these things because they don't even want it to look like a church anymore. Well, that's what happens when you stray off the old paths. The book of Psalms, Psalm 122:1, says, I was glad when they said unto me, let us go into the house of the Lord. My friends, the old paths, they lead to the house of the Lord, which is the church. It's not a worship center. It's not a fellowship. It's not a coffee house. It's not a bar room. The house of the Lord is the church. And the Bible says that the Lord loved the church and he gave himself for it. Well, listen, I've run out of time again today. And I'm going to pick back up on this tomorrow. It's too important for us to neglect. And so just be looking for it tomorrow, the old pass. And in the meanwhile, you pray for me, I'll pray for you. Until tomorrow, I pray the Lord blesses you.
We pray that this has been a blessing to you. If you feel led to help us with the cost of the broadcast, our address is Highland Baptist Church, 6014 Babelay Road, Knoxville, Tennessee, 37924. Until next time, may the Lord richly bless you.